Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million feet of loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation, where today, again, we are going to pack 10 minutes of valuable information and entertainment into 60 minutes.
We do that well,
don't we?
Guests today, F.U. Sandy. We have no guests today.
I saw that.
Yes. I've reached a milestone at the gym, by the way. Yeah? I can now bench press my ego.
Holy shit.
Yep. I can bench press my ego.
You got to watch because you could get a hernia.
I want to give a shout out to George Semberlis from GT Fitness. He has me bench pressing my ego. He kicks my ass.
That's very good.
I go 3 days a week to GT Fitness with a trainer. I go 2 days a week to title boxing and box. And I've managed to tear my meniscus.
Title boxing, GT Fitness, $100.
I've managed to tear my meniscus in my left knee, and now I need surgery.
Yes.
So I'm not boxing for the next 2 months, but I'm still lifting weights, mostly upper body weight. So for you people that I tell you, get fit, get
healthy, going to
get off your ass.
Are us to get that done? Or
yes. What's your excuse?
You got a coupon for that?
I do have a coupon. Nice. But I'm bench pressing my ego, and I'm very happy about
that. Nice.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about the elites. A few shows ago, I was talking about Ann Merkel, and I read that excellent story in the Wall Street Journal about how they're so insulated and isolated from the real world that they don't have a clue of what's going on in the world.
Absolutely.
And, you know, our president, the Big O, I love this because he is going to spend the last 7 months in office focusing on climate change.
What's wrong with that?
All right. This is your typical head-in-ass elitist attitude because nothing affects him. He's not worried about terrorism.
No,
he's not worried about the economy. He's not worried about jobs. He's not worried about our food being poisoned. He's not worrying about GMOs. He's not worried about his pension. He's not worried about health care or affordability of it. He could give a shit about any of that. He is so insulated and isolated, just like Merkel in Germany, just like Hollande in France. All of these people, we're going to continue to let the migrants in. We just let 10,000 Syrians.
Let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake. Marie Antoinette. We just let another 10,000 Syrian refugees in this country. Listen, don't get me wrong. I believe our doors should be open. Our country was built on immigration. I'm the offspring of Italian and Eastern European immigrants, and they came here and worked in coal mines and drove oil trucks to make a better life for me. My parents kicked it up a notch, and I kicked it up five or six notches above that. But climate change?
Well.
Okay? Yeah. Seriously?
Right. That's become the cause celeb of
that's
limousine set.
Yeah, that's the ostrich hiding his head in the sand because he, you know, the emperor has no clothes. He doesn't care about anything else. So we're not worrying about terrorism. We're not worrying about anything else. And it's just a bunch of bullshit. And what happens is it's this whole elitism thing. And the same thing happens with our assemblymen and our congressmen because they've been. What's that clicking sound?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, you're already eating.
It's me.
He's eating something. They've been in office so long that they're better than us. You know, again, what happens? You have our politicians. They don't have Obamacare. They have their own health care. They don't have Social Security. They have their own pension system. Are you kidding me? Like, they could give a shit about any of this stuff that we talk about, from Barbara Boxer, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer,
well, even on our state level.
Correct.
Oh, they're cut from the same mold. You know, you think you have two parties, but you don't have two parties. You have one party.
Now, the Polish president is not allowing any migrants in from any Eastern European countries because they don't want to expose their country to terrorism. They're getting shit from all the other European countries.
Yeah.
And he's coming out and saying, wait a minute, you're all ignorant. Look what's going on
in
your countries.
Country,
can't have backpacks in France. We canceled any type of assemblies. We've canceled this. We've canceled that. Wait, hello?
People being beheaded on the streets of old England.
Don't you see something wrong here?
Yeah.
I mean, it's ludicrous. It really is. It's a ludicrous situation that we're dealing with here. But again, so he's going to focus on climate change. So you have the Polish prime minister, the minister of Poland, is saying we're not letting any immigrants in our country. All the other European countries that have completely changed their way of life to a non-Western way of life now by allowing Sharia and everything else into their countries. Well, there you go.
The difference with America, I think, is when our ancestors, parents, came to America, they worked very hard to assimilate, and they came to America because they loved America. They loved the concept of America. America is responsible for that 5,000-year leap because you had all of these great minds from all over the world coming together for a purpose, and they were free. They were finally free. We've lost all that.
Yeah, without a doubt, we've lost sight of it. But see, the other thing is, the immigrants that come into the country today, because of our progressive slash socialist system, they're coming here with the intention not to make a better life through work, but make a better life through our entitlement system.
Yeah, sure, through the welfare system.
Let's exploit Section 8, welfare, families first, food stamps, health care, everything.
Yeah. Ahmed the Clock Kid, he's back here now, and they're back on. The first thing they did is re-enroll into the dole.
Correct. Sue our government for $10 million while they're collecting welfare, food stamps, and getting subsidized housing.
Right.
And, of course, we'll supply them with
a... And subsidize health care, too.
And if he can't get a lawyer, we'll supply him one.
Of course
we will. Free.
Sure.
And, again, the elites don't get this. It's the working man that gets it. So we're torn in the middle.
But whose fault is it, Ant? Because we constantly reelect these assholes.
McCain got reelected in Arizona.
Of course. It's just the problem is we pull the handle and we expect different things. We keep voting for the same dreck, and then we say we want something different than what we ever what our actions were.
I have to look. How do you spell dreck? What is dreck?
We've seen enough dreck in our lives.
I was pretty good at reading and writing and arithmetic when I was a kid. The three R's. But dreck is not a word I know.
All right, we'll go over it later. During the break, actually. Okay.
Thank you.
For 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Family Chiropractic.
You segued from that one conversation.
Complete.
Waldorf Chiropractic.
Waldorf Chiropractic, my friend. Is located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. If you or anyone you know is within 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey, check out Waldorf Family Chiropractic. If not, send them some referrals or post a positive Yelp review, Google review, or just send them an email and thank him for supporting us. I made Sandy spit coffee through his nose during the break. If you guys only knew what went on here during the breaks. All the unedited stuff comes out of my unfiltered brain.
Which, trust me, this was a bad day to give up sniffing glue.
You know what a vignette is, like a cartoon, they cut away to a vignette. If you were to cut away to a vignette to my head, there's a three-ring circus, sword swallowers, there's restraints, there's people getting tortured, there's waterboarding going on.
No restraints.
No, people in restraints. maybe a couple of straitjackets. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff going on. So what happens is...
In come the clowns.
Stuff goes into my ears, goes through the brain,
gets demented,
and comes out the mouth.
Yes.
Okay? And usually... 3-4 days after I say something, I'm thinking, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, that's our job here, is to try to keep you from uttering these things,
so
at least on broadcast.
We talk about scary stuff, and, you know, Attorney General Kane decided to get rid of the Utah and Florida as an activist attorney general, mm-hmm. right? And this is stuff we're seeing more and more. Now, in Massachusetts...
The Attorney General
that banned AR-15s, remember? But now there's disclaimers on that because it was too broad of a ban. Mm. Now, this is the headline. Massachusetts Attorney General investigates gun safety. Now, listen to this angle. Remington Arms and Glock have filed lawsuits to fight Attorney General Maura Healey. Says she is overstepping her authority. Okay? The lawsuits reveal that the Democratic Healey invoked her powers under the state's consumer protection law to demand safety-related complaints from customers and the company's responses. She says that Glock and Remington firearms are prone to accidental discharge, and she wants them banned in the state of Massachusetts.
Remember when we talked about Cass Sunstein?
Yes.
4 or 5 years ago?
Yes.
This is Cass Sunstein. This is classic Cass Sunstein. Using the system for a backdoor entry into it. You build a bureaucracy that's so big, it has so many angles, you can work it backwards. And that's what we constantly laughed. Remember how much crap we got from people? Oh, Obama's never going to take our guns away. These people, you'll never get the votes. You don't need the votes.
Now, I would also say that cars are prone to having accidents as well,
right? You would think, right? Swimming pools?
Pools are prone to having accidents. So as chief law enforcement officer in Massachusetts, we are seeking that information to better inform our residents and protect them from any safety or manufacturing issues with guns sold here, Healey said. Glock's lawsuit says Healey is attempting to harass an industry that the attorney general finds distasteful and to make political headlines by pursuing members of the firearm industries. Healey responded in court papers that Glock's contention that she is politically motivated is incorrect and irrelevant. Bullshit.
Bullshit, because she's subpoenaing records from all over the United States, nothing to do with the state of Massachusetts.
Correct. So Remington argues that Healey's investigation is unreasonable and excessively burdensome because she is seeking product files from across the nation, even though less than 1% of the files relate to Massachusetts customers. The company says her investigation is a violation of consumer privacy rights and would harm the business. Healey has not yet responded. Of course, she doesn't have to. She's part of the elite.
Yes, exactly.
The investigation is not Healey's first battle with the gun industry. In July, she sent an enforcement notice to gun sellers and manufacturers clarifying what constitutes a copy or duplicate weapon under the state's assault weapons ban. She said some weapons are modified slightly to get around state law. The crackdown was criticized by gun rights advocates. Now, for you all listening, this could happen to any of your states.
Right.
Okay. New Jersey,
let's make a prediction now. It is going to happen to all of your states because they've proven themselves effective, and it started in New Jersey.
Now, New Jersey, when Christie's gone, we can get an activist AG like this as well.
Right. We've had Christie's AGs pull crap like
this. Oh, yeah, Hoffman and Paula Dow way back in the day. Yeah, but now we're talking about serious shit where the governor and the legislator will give her or him free reign.
Right.
And, you know, now we're going to say the guns are unsafe.
Yeah. So find a loophole here that we can exploit.
27 different angles.
Right.
You could listen. We could argue ammo's unsafe. Because if you don't have ammo supported by a barrel with a breech against it, you know, if you hit a primer with a nail or something, it'll blow up. It can hurt somebody. So, but then again, aren't butter knives dangerous too, then, Sandy?
They sure are.
Any knives with a sharp edge would be dangerous.
Any
too.
Knife with a sharp edge. Yeah.
What about the screwdriver? What about the floor of a shower or a bathtub? Floor, slippery,
no,
right?
Actually, that kills more people in the course of a year.
Correct. Walking and texting every year, Consumer Reports says walking
more
and texting is more
dangerous.
More people go to the emergency room, so we really should ban all cellular phones and stuff.
And if you
too,
regulate
right?
that, but all the difference is you just have to regulate more. If you regulate more, and if you put more, write more laws, then it'll get so much safer, it has with texting.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I put the same article for two things. You noticed that?
I noticed that.
I wonder what article that was supposed to be. I was entitled overpaid biatch.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to find out what article that was. I don't know, but you get the same.
I
got the
hate
same
that. Yeah. I want to, by the way, I'm trying to go to heaven. anybody here that's interested, on September 6th through September 9th, at the West Patterson Boys and Girls Club in Woodland Park, right behind the range. If you want to drop off.
How come they never changed the West Patterson Boys and Girls Club to Woodland Park?
I don't know, because it's incorporated as West Patterson or whatever the case may be. What you need to do is you need to drop off cases of water because Anthony teamed up with TMX Logistics here and the mayor of Woodland Park
and
the council.
And the council.
I donated a half a trailer load of bottled water.
Very nice.
Going to Louisiana, and we're trying to fill the other half a trailer and maybe even more in TMX Logistics from Elizabeth, Fernando Rodriguez, Portuguese guy, nice guy. He donated the truck driver and gasoline. So
the folks down there are going to definitely appreciate it. I know a lot of people who are hurting very badly.
They have water shortages, too. You know, yes, bottled water sold out in like a 40-mile radius,
absolutely.
And they keep trucking it in. So what I want you all to do is take care of it Tuesday, September 6th, this Tuesday coming, to Friday, September 9th, from 4 in the afternoon till 8 p.m. at the West Patterson Boys and Girls Club, 8 Memorial Drive. It's actually in Woodland Park. It's literally two blocks from the range. Please donate. You know, when you go food shopping this weekend, buy an extra case of water for $3.
Yeah, and drop it all.
Okay, seriously.
The folks can really use it.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe
in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by LibertyOfficeSuites.com, formerly Montville Executive Suites. Two locations, one in Montville, New Jersey, and one in Parsippany on New Road. LibertyOfficeSuites.com, Ron Sousa, strong supporter of the cause in the state of New Jersey. He has right now about 70 offices and meeting rooms, by the way, with the two locations.
Wow.
And a phenomenal meeting room that'll hold up to 70 people if you want to have an event or a presentation. Starting at $58 a month, you can have a professional environment rather than working out of your mom's basement. Even though she'll bring you a meatloaf sandwich and a glass of milk, it seems nice, but it's going to be very hard to get those people in there.
There's the argument. Will Ron bring you a meatloaf sandwich and a glass of milk?
Okay, I'm going to, this was in NJ.com. I can't find entitled Little Bitch. I don't know what that was.
I don't know.
But the ACLU is giving guidelines, 5 ways to improve policing in New Jersey.
Oh, and they're very good guidelines,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. 5 ways to improve policing in New Jersey. You ready for this? Okay.
Number one, hire more cops.
Number one, independent prosecutors to investigate police shootings. Well, they do that already.
Hmm.
If there's a shooting in Woodland Park, the prosecutor's office comes in.
Yes, they do.
Which is independent.
Yes.
Okay. The next one is public access to body cam footage.
Oh, now, there's no issues there.
You know, there's definitely issues that there's privacy issues,
yeah,
too,
yeah.
Because
big
you are
privacy
innocent until
issues.
You're,
right.
Innocent until you're proven guilty.
So if you get stopped for traffic violation and, the body cam footage is there for everybody, the person who hates you can exploit that and put that on their YouTube account, couldn't they?
Yes. So I think that's bullshit. And, you know, the ACLU wants complete freedom, but, until it goes to trial, I don't think there should be public access to body cam footage.
No, absolutely.
I think after that, you can file a Freedom of Information Act or an OPR request, and you can get it if you want. Or a law.
If there was an
that.
Incident, yeah.
Yeah, you know. The next one really pisses me off. Reining in arrests for low-level offenses. This goes back to the Rudy Giuliani broken windows
right,
thing.
Right, exactly right.
The ACLU recommends state lawmakers decriminalize marijuana, okay, by Governor Christie, and scale back enforcement of low-level crimes such as panhandling, loitering, and disorderly conduct. This is your total elite, insulated bullshit.
Right. Proven broken windows theory is not really a theory, but very, very effectual. And all you want to do is go against it because, that's just a... You want to live in a graffiti-filled sewer. No one's going to respect that. No one visiting is going to respect
that. Athens, Greece.
Athens, Greece, yeah.
Athens,
yeah,
Greece.
Very true.
I was there.
Yeah, yeah.
So listen to what they write. Police reform advocates across the country have called for more discretion in these low-level arrests, which become more frequent as police departments adopted the broken windows theory of policing that posits minor offenses lead to more serious ones. Well, listen to me. These police reform advocates are elitists,
right,
that live in gated communities.
Yep, in a high-rise building.
High-rise building with a doorman. They take cabs or limos everywhere. Right. And it's easy for them to say that because they're not commuting. They're not taking the subway.
Right.
They're not taking a bus. They're not walking down the street of a city to go to work and being harassed every 2 seconds and being asked for money. And you don't know if that person's just genuinely asking for a dollar. They want to rob or rape you.
Right, or standing on a subway platform or a bus station that smells like urine.
Big time.
Because Jersey City, New Jersey, it's allowed.
Correct. So that's a bunch of bullshit. Again, this is all elitism. The next thing is cracking down on civil asset forfeiture. When prosecutors in New Jersey suspect an asset, be it a big bag of cash, a high-end car, or a television set, is tied to criminal enterprise, they can seize it under a process known as civil asset forfeiture.
Mm-hmm.
The once little-known practice has drawn scrutiny across the U.S. amid criticism that it violates the constitutional right to due process because assets can be taken even if the supposed owner hasn't been convicted of a crime. A recent report by a libertarian legal group for the Institute for Justice gave New Jersey civil asset forfeiture laws a D grade in a national report. The ACLU is calling for an end to the practice altogether. Absent that, they recommended more oversight and for the money to go into the state treasury rather than the prosecutor agency, which they argue creates a policing for profit incentive.
Well, I almost have to lean toward the positive on this and say lean with them, because I'm seeing what's going on nationally. And if you have money, let's just put it this way. A lot of you guys out there who are doing prepping, right? If you take cash, as many people tend to, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, whatever it is, and keep it in your safe or near your go bag, that sort of a thing. And let's just say your house burns, is broken into, whatever happens, and the cops come in and someone discovers that cash, and you cannot prove exactly where that money came from, they can seize that money with no questions asked. It's kind of bullshit.
I'm going to tell you what I think. I think that if you're found guilty of committing a crime, it should be seized and it should go into a general pool, because we shouldn't have policing for profit.
Correct.
Because I hear cops firsthandedly bragging all the time that the car they're driving, they got off of a supposed drug dealer.
Right.
You know, they use it for undercover or whatever. Right. I think cars like that should go to auction. It should go to a pool, and the money should be, you know, evenly distributed amongst our politicians for their personal use,
like everything else.
But so
payoffs, political payoffs.
We both agree on that one. The next one is creating a statewide system for public police data. The ACLU report said that the state of police record keeping in New Jersey is dismal, describing a shocking absence of standards for data collection, retention, and access. The group is calling on the state to post data on police activities ranging from arrest to use of force and internal affairs complaints online. Now, if that's a law enforcement only database for sharing, I'm fine with that. If it's a public database, I'm not fine with that.
Right.
Okay, because if I'm involved in an altercation and the charges are dropped, everybody does not need to read about that.
Correct.
But if it's for police sharing an update, and it is dismal because We have cops run background checks sometimes here, and we have a private eye license through a New Jersey security officer, and you know, you run stuff, and we have employees, and they're like, first thing they're like is, oh, that blah 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 didn't come up that I did when I was 23 years old, you know. I'm like, really? Yeah. Oh yeah, I have the court papers home for it and everything, but it's not on my record because the reporting system is shit again, because it's operated by bureaucrats,
right,
and we have civil service people operating it, and right, we're relying on them to upload and maintain the data in the database. So have you all been to motor vehicles or post office in past couple of years?
Yeah, but we want government to take over even more of
Yeah. So if you've been to motor vehicles or a post office and ever required anything out of the norm, like there's big complaints now, the DMV, like Randolph closes at 5 o'clock, right? But what they do is they lock, if they're busy, they lock the doors at like 4 o'clock.
Oh.
So if you leave work an hour early and you get up there 4:05,
you're SOL.
The door's locked.
Very nice.
Okay. And they have a cop posted outside. They pay a Randolph cop overtime to calm down patrons because people get pissed off. Because they took.
When you have to hire work early. An armed guard. to offset the shitty customer service that you're doing.
Yes.
That can only be done by government.
So just think, in another 10 years, that's what healthcare is going to be like. Oh, I'm sorry,
sir. It's not another 10 years.
You've been standing in the dialysis line for the past 11 hours.
I hate to tell you.
You were supposed to be in the blood work line. It's over there.
That's right.
But unfortunately, it closes in 2 hours, and there's 3-hour wait in the line. So you're going to have to come back tomorrow. But Tammy might be off tomorrow, but we don't know yet. So come in anyway and wait in line and find out.
And don't put up a stink. We will get to you when we get to you.
Yes. And don't even look at me cross. listen, Sandy, Steve Elber wanted me to let you know this.
Steve Elber?
Yes. We're celebrating the 100th birthday of our national parks.
Yes, thanks to...
Who was responsible for that?
The number one progressive... Who? The number one progressive. And if you call the national, don't get me going on this, Albert. If you call the national parks the biggest land grab, talk to the people of Utah who don't even own 1% of the land of their own state.
Oh, Sandy, you're being such a
biatch. Just being silly, I know.
No, really.
Progressivism is progressivism.
What's wrong with you?
I don't care about TR.
But
he was the first progressive. And now we have Barack Obama, who is the same cut of the same cloth.
There is a new, oh my God, there is a new book by on Winston Churchill by a woman that wrote it. It was in today's Wall Street Journal, something about hero or something. I'm going to read about it. It covers the entire Boer War.
Wow.
Which I'm really, really interested in, his escape and his determination and everything. And I've read
ever covered that before.
No, well, Martin Gilbert in the huge biography of Churchill, the chapter on it. But this is a whole thing about how he escaped and how he stood at the house with some Africaners and everything. So I'm looking forward to reading that, another stupid book. Another stupid book. I read Dinesh D'Souza's Hillary's America.
How was that? I haven't read that yet.
It was pretty good. You want the Dave Capel book, right? What was it? The John Lott book?
John Lott book.
Remind me, I'll give it to you before you leave.
Okay, thanks.
Good book. So what's going on? You know, I want... when we come back, I want to talk about the NFL's... What's his name? Kaepernick?
Copernicus?
Copernicus. I want to talk about Copernicus and Deuteronomy.
Sit down for the anthem.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
And this segment is brought to you by Philly Gun Training, PHILLY, guntraining.com. Jose Morales has a little boutique downtown Philly right across from the police station that issues the permits. Sandy, we need to go down to Philly and have roast pork and broccoli rabe sandwiches. You don't want to go out anymore. You're so sissified.
I know.
Yeah, I can't go.
We should do that. We haven't been to Gooey Louie's in a while. John's. Yeah, we haven't been to John's.
We'll go for lunch and dinner. We'll go for the roast pork sandwich.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to
Gooey
Louie's.
Or that Puerto Rican place that Jose takes us to. You ever been there?
No.
Frankie and Tony's.
And then we'll pick up pastries for the ride home.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's do
it. I like frigadelles with no powdered sugar on it because Gun for Hire colors are black and red.
So you got to go from like Central Philly to down South Street
yes.
area.
I eat. I wear a black shirt, so when I eat pastry, I don't want powdered sugar.
Yeah,
unless like Anthony Grano, he dropped off a box of pastries for us 2 weeks ago, and he included a bottle of the compressed air keyboard cleaner. I'm not kidding. And he put a note
on it. Did he really?
He put a note on it. He said, for the powdered sugar. So if you were eating a little powdered sugar, you sprayed it right off. So very smart
very
move. Strong
move,
Ant.
That's right.
Ant was on our show at the SafeCon. We brought him on as a guest because he was busting. So I believe in the First Amendment. I believe in all of our amendments. As a libertarian at heart, I believe in all of it. And I believe people have the right to freedom of expression and freedom of speech. But I tell you, constitutionally, there should be limits like you can't burn our flag. You can't steal valor. Like, you shouldn't be wearing medals you didn't earn. You shouldn't be wearing a uniform if you weren't in the military.
That just should be a beatdown.
Yeah. Well, now, the Supreme Court rejected that, by the way.
Yeah.
They sent it back down to the state because a good friend of mine, Thomas Catone, retired FBI agent, works for the State Department. He's retired and he lives in D.C., and he works for the State Department, and he goes to funerals and stuff, and he identifies stolen valor.
Really?
He can look at your uniform, and he knows when something's not right.
Oh, right, because your service ribbon doesn't match what...
Yeah, and he'll approach you and start asking you questions, and then 10 minutes later, the cops are there, and they lock you up, and they charge.
Really?
And he's deeply embedded with
they
the...
They do that? That is an actual charge now?
Oh, yeah, it's charges, but it went to the Supreme Court, and it doesn't have the higher-level crime, which it should. And they wanted to make it a federal offense. And he also worked closely with the Congressional Medal of Honor. And it's funny because Tom O'Byrne, who helped me build this place, and he's partners in the property and the building and everything, he had a great-great uncle that served in the Civil War, Thomas something O'Byrne, and he got a Congressional Medal of Honor.
Wow.
And I called Tom Catone. I said, you know, I know you have a museum there, blah, 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 blah. And he hooked me up, and I got an actual military print of his great-great uncle, and we gave it to Tom for his 59th birthday, which blew him away, you know. But what happens is people wear the blue ribbons of Congressional Medal of Honor winners, and they get upgraded to first class. They get free dinners. They get free this, and they didn't earn it because you can buy the whole medal on, like, Amazon.com and eBay.
Come on,
really? Oh, yeah, you can buy it. And so Tom Catone, he goes out and looks for that. So I'm making a full circle here. Like, I also believe the only way you should be able to burn an American flag is if you dip it in some sort of accelerant like gasoline and then wrap it around your body, your head included.
That's a good,
and then you can self-immolate and light it up and have at it. Because I believe it stands for something, just like the bald eagle is in a protected class. Well, I commend Kaepernick's enthusiasm for wanting to bring attention to what he feels is people being oppressed in this country and Black Lives Matter. He called Hillary and Trump both crooks, so he's not leaning to either side, but he's making the decision to sit out the national anthem. Now he's got other players doing it.
He is a spoiled little brat who has way too much money and doesn't realize how he got it. For playing a child, we're going to get a lot of hate mail here.
I don't care.
For playing a child's sport.
Yes. $121 million contract.
Right.
Lives in a huge mansion.
Right.
Okay. Again, another one becoming elite.
Privileged little piece
of crap. Yeah, like, what's his name? Matt Damon, anti-gun, but he makes billions off of the Bourne Identity movies and all the other shooter and whatever shit he made. I don't even know.
Right. Yeah.
But so here's a guy, and he's multiracial. I think he's black and white. I'm not sure completely, but...
Well, he was adopted by white parents, and did you see the Facebook post from his mother, his adopted mother?
No.
Oh, she tore his ass up. She did on Facebook what our mothers would have done to us publicly by the ear. You know, like when they drop your pants in the middle of the A&P and smack your ass?
And exactly the way it should be.
Yeah.
And they get this sense of entitlement. And again, there's other venues that I believe that he could use to make that statement. As a quarterback, he could say after every touchdown, he could come out and make a statement or ask people to do something. But you know,
Tim Tebow lost all of his endorsements because he dropped to one knee and said a prayer.
Correct. But that's the society we live in today.
Exactly.
Now, I don't know Kaepernick personally. I don't know his whole story. But I hope nobody ever goes back and finds out where he might have played the race card for any type of advancement in this country, because a lot of people do that. Like Obama's multiracial, and he's been accused many times, you know, he got into certain programs and stuff because he was a minority.
Sure.
You know, so sometimes people play the white card when they need it, and then they play the black card when they need it, and, you know, I detest that.
We've never seen his college transcripts, but from what everyone says who's in the know, he came to the back to the United States from Indonesia on a foreign student visa and a foreign student enrollment program where he got scholarships for foreign students.
Yep. But Kaepernick, as big and bad as he is, if I saw him, I'd backhand him right in the face.
Deserves a slap in the face.
I said the Pledge of Allegiance every day. We have our national anthem. I say, in God we trust. And one thing I'm going to agree with Trump here. Trump said if he doesn't like this country, maybe he should find one that suits him better.
Yeah, go play football
in
Japan.
I'm a firm believer in that. Go to Cuba. Right. How about Venezuela?
Oh, Venezuela is great.
The petri dish of socialism.
Absolutely. It's a
great
place.
Go wait in line for cheese.
Sure, right.
Okay?
Right, absolutely.
$121 million contract. Boy, I can't wait to watch this kid fall from grace.
Well, apparently he sucks as a player, too, from what people who watch this stuff say.
And now he has no support. So listen, I got some letters. Christopher Hirsch, I just started listening to your show last week. I started from season one and have been binge listening at work.
Well, I'm sorry.
He wrote, the show is very informative and at the same time fun. I don't own any guns yet, but have been to ranges in Texas, Utah, and Vegas. With my brief experience with firearms, I finally made the jump and applied for my FID and two pistol permits. Your shows are so informative and raise so many things to consider. I thought I knew what to buy, but my choices have changed. So I plan on coming down to your range with my wife to rent and test out different guns and calibers to see what really suits my needs. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing. You provide a great and important service to the civilians of the state. I look forward to catching up on the shows and over time hope to contribute to the preservation of the 2A, not just in New Jersey, but our entire country. Christopher Hirsch. Normally I see a PS Sandy sucks. There was none there.
It was on there. Can I bring up a point?
Please.
There have been a lot of people as of late who are complaining about firearms ranges across the country who rent firearms. This is the perfect reason for why renting of firearms is sought after. If you're going to purchase a gun, I mean, would you literally consider buying a car that you've never driven?
No.
So why should something that's going to save your life potentially one day, or something that even if you're just going to shoot it for sport, if you could just shoot it for pleasure, how many guns have we purchased personally that we're like, no, this kind of wasn't what I expected.
But you keep it.
But you, of course, you keep it.
You keep it. But yeah, our rental is not, I mean, some people that rent, it's one hit wonders because they want a bucket list. But many people, it's because they want a test drive.
And those one hit wonders, like we said last week, these are people who you're coming in and we're changing their attitude toward firearms?
If we take them from a negative to a neutral, as a Second Amendment advocate, we won.
Yeah.
If we take them from a negative or a neutral to a positive, it's a double win.
Oh, absolutely.
So I agree with you. So listen to this. This is from Matt Warnke, who's been on the show. Episode 274 was amazing. The governor has set the ball for us, and it's time for us to go on the offensive. We must spike it. Month after month of playing ardent defense and wondering what is fueling the legislators' constant assault of our Second Amendment, well, the best defense is really a good offense. Touche. We need to develop a list of legislators who will assist. There's about 9 of them. Mm-hmm. We need to develop a list of legislators that will oppose this effort. There's about 900 of them. Your average person will go back to sleep soon. The time to act is now.
Exactly right.
The liberal globalists are attempting to wrap us up in a nice, neat little package so they can hand us over to the UN and achieve a one-world government. National sovereignty, the United States Constitution, the First and Second Amendment are all under assault. The thing they missed, the key to their undoing, self-defense. People are waking up to the fact that they can ensure their lives and their health and their objects, but only the elite can ensure their safety. In their incredible wisdom, the founding fathers saw this would happen 240 years ago, and they gave us the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment ensures the safety of we, the people. God bless America. I will keep her safe. Mon Labe, Matthew Paramus. Matt, you're the man. That was pretty good, huh?
And Matt's a relatively new shooter, isn't
pretty
it?
Pretty good. Yeah, I got a rant from Richie, who's a frequent flyer here.
Got to be quick.
Oh, well, I'll say it when we come back then. For now, I'm just going to fill it with airtime.
Oh, God. Truly was a very bad day to decide to quit snorting
white noise generator
glue. Yeah. Okay. We're coming back. All right. Music. Somebody give me music.
Where's the music?
There's the music.
Where's my snare?
Where's my snare? Nice. There it is. See, you could have got that whole damn letter.
No
out.
Way.
You could have.
No way.
Absolutely could have got it
we'll
out.
We'll time it
you
when
talk
we come
fast.
Back.
All right, we will.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it up!
Oh, okay.
You're back. Okay, ready? You said 10 seconds. You're going to time this? You're going to time it? Ready?
We had 10 seconds.
From Richie. With the governor opening the door slightly to conceal carry in this state, I was hopeful, but no longer. It has been about a week since I read about it, and as of today, there have been 2,800 people who have signed the NJ2AS petition, and they are looking for 50,000. I was up on the New Jersey gun forums, and they have about 6,600 members. And when I was on the site, there was only 41 guests reading the thread. I feel there is hope for us. 1 million gun owners in this state, and this is the best we can do. Oh, he feels there is no hope. I'm sorry. Last Sunday, the Star Ledger made no mention of this story, yet the front page had another article about Bridgegate. There is nothing on the NRA website about our plight. Why are they not writing about this and making the rest of the nation aware of our situation? I have written the NRA in the past and never got a response. Join the club. I truly believe that they want to keep New Jersey the way it is so that we can be the poster child of what bad laws look like. You have my vote, Richie. The reason I am writing you is that I don't know who else to turn to with a suggestion. How can we get the different groups in New Jersey to unite to fight the battles as one group? Can we use your influence and radio broadcast to try to get these groups to unite and fight our common battles? I don't want to give up or move, but I feel this time we are just pissing in the wind. Thanks for letting me vent, Richie. Richie, the best thing we can hope for is federal right to carry, hopefully getting Trump in or somebody and getting a federal right to carry.
And how
because
sad
you want to know
that?
Why? Because it's not going to change.
Not going to change.
This, you know, one of the biggest problems, yeah. Rich, if we could take away the egos and everything, the biggest problem is redistricting and gerrymandering. Because of that, we'll never be able to get any conservatives elected in this state because the Dems run everything and it's rotten to the core. Any conservatives or Republicans we have in the state are purely tokens. Okay.
Right, right.
Some of them are probably allowed to be in there by the Democrats right. so they can show a slight balance of power and they have whipping boys and girls to blame shit on. Because if you had all Democrats, who would you blame for the state's ills?
And even the Republicans who call themselves conservative in the state of New Jersey are progressives.
Well, we have, except maybe Michael Patrick Carroll. Yeah, we have maybe four. We have maybe four. And they're coined by the editors of the Star Ledger and stuff as crazies.
Yeah.
They right. coined them as fringe crazies. I got one more letter by Colin, and then I'm going to do a little learning. So you guys always ask for feedback, and I'll send you some. We don't really mean it, Colin. Colin, when we say we would like feedback and letters, it's all bullshit.
Did somebody unlock that feedback?
Seriously. I mean, seriously. For what it's worth, I've listened to every single show, often on the day it comes out.
Oh, my God. No.
Number one, he wants to
another one.
Bring back the shitbaggerator. Okay.
Okay.
Number two, bring back cheaper than a back waxing. I don't even care what it's in reference to.
Man,
all right,
I forgot
you got
these
it?
References. Okay.
September 6th to 9th, donate water to the Woodland Park Boys and Girls Club. Five cases of water would be cheaper than a back waxing.
That's right.
Okay?
There
five
it is.
Cases of water.
Cheaper than
so
a back waxing.
So skip your back waxing this right. month, you sweater back bastard, yeah? Buy five cases of water, drop it off, okay? Then he writes, sometimes the politics get a little too much. Yeah, I hate Hillary too, but I avoid talking about politics because I prefer to steward my blood pressure. Trust me, I'm voting the same as you guys. I really like when Napping on the show. That's like twice a year because he's a diva. I really like when Scott Bach is on the show.
He
that's
lives like, 6 hours
yeah,
north of
that's
here.
Like three or four times a year Bach is on the show because right. he's a busy guy too. But lastly, and perhaps most important to me, is I miss when you talk about the real-life self-defense. I know I get a lot of crap from Sandy about this, too. I was reminded a couple months ago when you said something like, if you come home and you can't stick your key in the lock in the door, run away and call the police. See, I'm a card-carrying good guy, and I just can't or won't think like a bad guy, so I'd be an idiot walking straight into danger. I realize that Ooze and Bobby Prowse or can't ever won't be on. They'll be on the show again, but maybe we could find a local patrolman or detective who could talk about his experiences. Earlier today, Sandy said we should have Ooze on the show more. And earlier today, I gave Sandy a list. I'm going to be doing more lessons in security and stuff because I kind of got off of it. He wrote, thanks for reading and thanks for continuing to do the show. Looking forward to many more years of listening, Colin. Thank you, Colin. We heard you. So today, let's talk about residential security.
All right.
Because you will respect my authority. Okay? All right.
What, are you going to start rapping now?
Well, no.
No,
all of
thank
your,
God.
You know, all of your doors should be locked on your house. Front door, rear door, garage doors, patio, sliding glass door should have a Charlie bar. A Charlie bar on
explain
a sliding
a
glass
Charlie
door
bar.
Is either a cut broomstick mm-hmm. or they actually make an aluminum bar because what happens is it's easy to jimmy the lock on sliding patio doors with a heavy-duty slotted screwdriver, and then they can just slide it open. So what you do is you measure between the two glass panels of the door and the fixed panel, and you drop a stick in there, and it makes it impossible to open the door. So they call it a Charlie bar. Don't leave keys hidden outside your home. You know, the fake rock?
Yeah.
Criminals read the front gate catalog, okay?
Well, they steal it first. And then
yeah,
they the
steal it, and then they know that that fake rock has a key in it, all
they,
right?
But they don't know. Remember the old hide a key with a magnet
of
on the
course,
back of it? I don't think
the
they make those anywhere. Like, you have to be over 50 in order to
yes.
know what the hell we're talking about.
And a key under the welcome mat, wah, wah, wah. Not a good thing. First place to check.
Or a sign, key is in the flower
okay.
pot, yeah.
Keep your doors locked even when you and family members are home. People will walk right in your house.
They will.
I talk about this all the time. If you come out your front door and you're doing gardening or something, you walk around the side of your house, people have been robbed. Where somebody's watching, they walk in the front of your house. Now, what if you walk back in your house and someone's waiting for you in your house? So unfortunately, spare key in your pocket, lock the door when you're doing work around the house. Have window locks installed on all windows. Listen, you should have window locks that actually work on your windows. Your windows, like if you want to go to sleep at night with the windows open, there's a couple of tricks. newer double hung and sash windows, they have the little clips that pop out, so the window can only open like 3 or 4 inches, so you can get air ventilation. If you have old wood windows, you can bring the window up to where it's open 4 or 5 inches, and you can drill holes on an angle through both sashes and drop nails in so that a bad guy can't open the window. You have to pull the nails out to open the windows and close the windows all the way. It'll prevent someone from breaking into your house, okay? Couple other things, if you're worried about, wow, a lot of work on that guy. If you're worried about what's white and plastic and harmful to children, Michael Jackson. bars on your windows in your basement.
What the hell did you drink before?
I don't know.
You came here?
Remember how Ainsley's house got broken into? They came in through the basement window.
They sure did.
Because he didn't have bars on the basement windows.
Yeah, he had everything else locked, but he neglected that.
And the police wrote the report up as criminal mischief because they wanted to cook the books.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they don't want to have breaking and entry, because when the police chief goes for a raise and goes before a town hall meeting,
we don't want to see crime rising.
Correct. If you have a burglar alarm, check it. Okay, when's the last time you checked it? When's the last time you called the alarm company up and said, I'm going to trip my alarm
because
I want to test it? Probably never.
Last night.
Okay,
came
you
in
did.
My front door.
If you're going to put an alarm system in your house, you should put a keypad in the master bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
So you can set it off when you go home at night. I'm going to be continuing this every week. I'm going to be learning you biatches, okay? October 4th, Evan Knappen will be in the house with his gun law seminar.
Last one for the year, though, right?
That's it for this year. October 14th, Friday, October 14th. Use of Force, September 19th. Quick Clot, September 11th. Holster Draw, September 12th. Urban Carbine, September 17th. Urban Pistol 2, September 18th. Urban Shotgun, October 17th. Active Shooter Seminar, October 25th. Urban Carbine 3, October 29th. Atenzia Khalid Defensive Pen, October 30th. Okay? How's that?
It's good.
How's that? By the way, I got an email from Bob Johnson on See Something, Say Something. Next week, I will go over it. He gives us some tips on what to say when we see.
Very nice. And if we love, we really do read the feedback. So please send us We're planning season 6. Send us in what you want us to talk about. Great ideas that are coming in. Well, looks like the clock on the wall says it all. You've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and they're licensed to Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here who has to put up with him, we do... bless you. We love you guys. We will see you next week. Winston, time to say goodbye to the folks. Yep, what he said. Talk back at gunforhireradio.com. Talk back at gunforhireradio.com. Love ya. From sea to Bushan.